The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm so happy. Everything's going so well. Turn that song off, please.
Wow.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. What are you looking at?
It's quite hot. Still.
No, they're great. It's a great song.
Yeah, okay.
It's
right.
One of my favorite
sure.
songs. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's 5 minutes after that
song with Joe. Right.
With Joe on the radio.
Sure, it's not.
So you, Mr. Wedding Man.
My That's friend, right.
Frankie Five Boroughs is back.
And still
then
married.
You
still
did
married.
The Paul McCartney song. Was that your wedding song?
Yes, Paul McCartney and Wings.
That, and I saw you point when, what was it?
And you know what happened, actually?
I love it, you.
As Frank, I was twirling.
I tell you, as I'm sorry, oh, Frank. Stay with me.
Sure, yeah.
Frank is on the dance floor. On the dance floor. And he points to Rachel. I love it. He did two fingers. Boom, you. Oh, so cute. It's
great. I will tell you that as we were dancing, it's funny now, but not really at the time. So I twirled Rachel at one point,
yeah.
And her finger gets stuck on my boutonniere, and the pin of my flower stabs her in the finger, and her finger starts gushing blood.
Is that what happened while we were watching this?
Yeah, yeah. And while her finger's gushing blood, before she realizes it, she puts her finger great. Back or her hand back on my shoulder, so she gets blood all over my tuxedo. So now, as soon as the dance wraps up, people are running up to us to say hello and stuff, and all she wants is a bandage, right? And
right.
or something to stop the bleeding.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And she also wants to get the blood off of my jacket. So
did you have the white jacket? I'm trying to think.
It's a gray.
But
nobody could understand what we were saying. And she's asking the people, come, do you have a bandage? Nobody had a bandage. Finally,
get off me. What are you doing?
My friend Derek came over with a cloth napkin. As
she okay? Is she okay?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
She's got another four more fingers.
She's human.
Right.
You prick her, does she not bleed? You know.
Yeah. So that was the whole time? Even when
much.
I started my song, because you did this.
Yes, yeah, but at that point, Derek had gotten her the cloth.
He got her in a tourniquet.
I have to tell you, so Frankie does the dance, and it was beautiful.
Then
everybody starts circling this dance floor, and there are a lot of people there.
Right.
And it was Rachel and Frank in the middle.
Not as many people as we would have liked.
The DJ encouraged everybody.
I just got
everybody
a text from someone asking, when is the backup party for the losers that didn't make the invite? I'm working on that.
After party.
Exactly. We did invite a lot of people to the after party that didn't make the actual wedding.
I heard it was great.
Right. Yeah, because of the people that couldn't make the wedding,
Could you imagine those people in that room? So you didn't get invited, huh? Yeah, well, you're not supposed to smoke in here. That doesn't matter.
Nothing personal. We wanted you there.
Right. But it was so nice because I the DJ walks over, who was great, by the way. The guy, I forget his name.
Yeah, Eric Bischoff.
Yeah,
he's a firefighter as well.
Really?
Yeah, he's with the UFA. He's a UFA delegate.
So how come he didn't bandage Rachel's fingers?
Well, he didn't see that she was bleeding.
Medic! Medic! I love you. Medic!
Somebody's twirling a bandage around Rachel. How much you have to pay extra for the tux now that blood alert?
Oh, no, we got it out. Thankfully.
Oh, good.
We dabbed. Yeah.
Eric says, he walks over and says, you're going to do a song. And I'm limping around. I have my cane with me. And we got together before you guys had actually come in. I said, well, let me just put in a couple tunes and then maybe we'll do them. So I stepped up. The energy that was there was so nice, and it was electric. I'm telling you, the crowd was great. Anything we said, they were laughing, and I acknowledged Al and Debbie, Carol,
nice.
Alt, right,
very
and Jerry,
nice.
Our brother John and Margo. And then I say, I couldn't do what I do, and we couldn't be as successful as we are on the radio if I didn't have the guy to my right, Frankie Feinberger.
It was very kind.
Cheers went up, man, and then the music kicked in, and everybody was there. And just a shot, Curtis was there with his wife, and then I saw everybody from Flipper. Yeah. Your girl Flipper was there. You know, I saw your substitute girlfriend showed
up. Yes,
now your substitute wife. Apparently.
I know we have to clarify her relationship. We're working on the substitute prenuptial agreement.
And Carol was there. This Carol,
Carol Danko. Oh yes.
Well, now all by herself, Frank.
That's true. I offered her to bring a guest, but.
And she came by herself. There was a little thing there, I thought, when she came. Am I right? Did I misinterpret that?
Not at all.
The funniest part of the wedding, Joe and I were talking about it. You weren't here, but we have to inform him, is that Joe wasn't sure, obviously, if Carol was going to attend. There was miscommunication.
Yeah, she claimed that she was invited, then uninvited.
She was never uninvited.
Yeah, that's the story she's sticking.
No, what are you uninvite? Why would you uninvite Carol?
Yeah, that's what that's what didn't make sense.
Well,
uninvite a C-list guest. Right.
Well, yeah. Well, what Carol are we talking about now?
Carol Alt.
Huh?
Alt. Carol Alt.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
Why the coy? You know,
but she was. It was great, and she had such a good time.
So, that was another guest that was at your wedding. No names mentioned. Texted Joe and said, you can bring so-and-so if you want, like a total stranger, to the wedding. Wanted Joe to bring a total stranger to the wedding.
Yeah,
No. Oh, that was best. No, that was the best.
No, this is who I was talking about.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So that she came by herself. That's what I was
right.
talking about.
Yeah. I was following.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Al thought Carol. There were two.
All these Carols.
Well, there was Carol Alt who was there, and I was with Carol.
No, but she posted on Instagram that she was invited and uninvited,
the day,
and Frank had to clarify. You were never uninvited.
Carol Alt said that?
Yes.
And she texted me the same thing.
But just so you're clear on the radio, there's another Carol that Frank always been, I think, trying to set me up with.
Right.
In his roundabout way, in his Morano way. So she's very nice, big shot gal in Washington. Mm. She shows up. She's single.
Well, I'll tell you. So I've known this Carol for many, many years.
And I just felt something was...
The first and only New Year's Eve that Joe attended, he met Carol.
Right.
And I think Carol was very taken with Joe. Might have been vice versa at the time. Because Joe meets 500 people a day,
right.
I think probably largely forgot about her.
Sure.
But he happens to be across the street in a restaurant. She runs over to him and says, remember me, I met you at Frank's New Year's Eve party. Now Joe remembers who she is.
Right.
And then we're all at the convention together.
No,
yes, we're all at the convention together
in Cleveland,
right, which we had a great time. Now, I'm trying to do my own thing in Cleveland, make the most out of the people that might buy me a drink throughout the day, all these politicians.
Smart.
Hang out with Peter Navarro, learn about trade. And so Joe, he wants to get access to all these things that we don't have access to, and that even if we did have access to, he didn't give his credentials to the Secret Service. So...
We couldn't
get in anyway.
Right.
But Carol was volunteering. Wait, Carol was volunteering for the convention at the time.
Yeah, she was.
And Joe's asking me all these questions that I don't have any answers to. He says, can I go down to the convention floor now just to look around? I said, no, I don't think you can. I said, I don't think I can, and I have all the proper credentials. I'm looking at your neck. It's empty of all the credentials we were supposed to be registered for. And so Carol...
He just has a name tag that says Joe.
Carol, like a guardian angel, she runs over, and she says, oh, I can get in. And I, at this point...
Take another baker's mark.
We had the best time. She's a great kid, but I did. It always when you always. I mean, between us,
I think she is single now.
No, but isn't it the way though? Because whenever you say something, well, there's an opportunity here, and then you always when you bring somebody, when they show up alone.
Story of my life.
And you go, oh, what happened, man? But I mean, not that everything was great. Everything was great and all good. But
no, you're right.
That was very nice, but I just wanted to say to you, and I'm very too transparent on the radio, but she seemed to be...
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
She posted a picture of you guys on her Facebook page. Yeah, I didn't see any pictures of me and her. I remember we took a few photos.
A great time at this wedding. Frank's head's cut out.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. There's a photo. Yeah.
You know what the most peculiar thing about the wedding? Al was smiling the whole time.
Yeah, Al looked like he had a good time.
Smiling
the
whole
time. I had a nice time. I'm very happy for Frank and Rachel.
You've never seen a guy I smile so broadly as when Kevin McCullough got kicked out of the photograph by Carol Long?
Which photo? No, Sal Albanese got kicked
out of the photograph. Both. She did a fair amount of kicking people out of her. She was taking
she
no
was
prisoners.
Very, I said this to Joe last week. I'll say this again for your benefit. She was a very take charge.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we're doing this. Let's go. Like,
the photographer wanted to hire her for other parties.
Right.
who were we just talking about? Oh, Mike Gallagher was here.
Right.
It was so funny. He goes, boy, Jacob.
Yeah, he got shushed.
He got shushed.
That was great.
I saw
because
that.
Because she was very respectful.
But she understood. Your knee was hurting. You're on your feet. I'll tell you what. Move it along.
It was great to meet Charlie's girlfriend as well, the mother of his.
Yeah. That was great, Charlie. That was great.
And the cheese, by the way, the meal that you had.
Oh, my
God.
Yes.
But Arthur, we walked over to get a drink, my wife and I, and Arthur is like savagely hacking the cheese up. Yeah. And he's shoving cheese in my hand and my wife's hand. You got to eat this. It's fantastic. Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
As good as the cheese tasted, though, Joe, it didn't smell that great for all the people that had to sit next to it, so which was fine at the wedding.
Like,
but Arthur, because a lot of people didn't eat the cheese, so Arthur, I think it was Arthur, he takes the cheese from the wedding to the cake of cheese from the wedding to the after party, and my poor cousin Joanne ends up sitting next to this cake of cheese, and she comes over to me, she says, Frankie, you got to, please, I love you. You got to do something. I have nowhere else to sit. You got to do something to get this cake of cheese out of here. I'm going to vomit. And then ultimately we took it on the bus, and whoever sat next to
it
on
took
the bus.
Oh, good, took it on the bus.
Yes.
Let's take it into an enclosed area.
Similar.
Even
close the windows.
I'm not sure where that cake of cheese is now. It might still be getting passed around.
Oh, knowing you, and you'll probably bring it to New Year's Eve.
What was the chair thing, man? It was so funny. That was Arthur's doing?
I think that was Arthur or the late Darren Yellen.
Who came up to you and said, we're going to raise you in a chair?
I don't know. Nobody came
up.
They kind of grabbed me. That's
great. I walk in. I think I was resting my knee. I walk in, or I think Carol had left. Mike was there. Whatever. I walked back in. All I could see was a sea of people. Wait. And I see Frank bobbing up and down in a chair. And then I saw Rachel coming bobbing up in a chair. That was hysterical.
So this was after the cheese. And Arthur and I and a bunch of us are doing shots. And then he walks away, Arthur. And I'm having a conversation with Joe Borelli and Darren. And all of a sudden, he comes back over. We got to lift Frankie up. He grabs me, grabs Joe. We all run over. And now we're lifting Frank. They're playing Hava Nagila. And then somebody grabbed Rachel. And thankfully, Rachel, much lighter than you.
Yes, no doubt. And I was
and
in
only
fighting
three of us
for the
to
wedding.
Put Rachel up. But
I put on some
aruba.
But you're supposed to. I've been to a number of Jewish affairs. So what they usually do when you're at a wedding or something is you hold a napkin. The bride and groom
hold
a napkin.
Right.
So I didn't have a napkin. So I reached into my lapel, and I had a cigar that my cousin Anthony gave me, and I tried to get her to hold the cigar as we were being hoisted, but it didn't work. So
does the same, not the same religious connotation.
No, really. Maybe not. Close, but no cigar.
But it was, but it was great.
I will tell you, the person that I was most irritated at early in the day was my sister Claudia, because when I went on to put on my tuxedo in the morning, I found that there was no shirt. Right. So there was no shirt, and the place was not opening until 9:30. So you know how it is. I've been married a couple times.
That is so me.
Right. Yeah. So I put on a shirt that has French cuffs so I could wear the cufflinks, but you really can't get a bow tie on it. It doesn't really look well like a tuxedo shirt at all. So I make it to the wedding wearing a blue shirt, when everyone else is in white. And I make clear, my wife was a nervous wreck, I make clear, nobody should tell Rachel that anything is amiss. Sure enough, my dopey younger sister, Claudia, who I love dearly, she makes a point of mentioning to Rachel that they forgot my tuxedo shirt, which is the exact level of stress that she didn't need.
Indeed.
But we got a shirt before the ceremony.
Is that what you look good? I didn't even notice
that. No, we got another one. I sent it for my friend Jason.
By the way, very well orchestrated, the whole
thing. Well, thank you very much.
Because we went in, and thank God, I thank God Carol was there. Carol was calling the shots. What's going here? Who's sitting there? And why don't we sit there? And we sat with Mike and Jerry and John and Margo were there. But as they came down, it was quick, Frankie. It was great. You knew it, right? You knew
to
do
quick.
That. Yeah. It was nice. And there were a lot of people. And the girls with the flower girls, they were so cute, those girls. It was great. And your dad was there, and it was just great.
Yeah, no, well, thank you for coming, Joe. It meant a lot to have both of you.
Nah, man, thanks, man. I got to get that picture to you. You and me sitting like it was.
I have it,
It was
actually.
Like the Godfather wedding. Yeah. I sent that to you.
Yes, right? I have it. I'd like to know who took that.
Yeah, you know what? It was me,
Remember, didn't I set up the? I did it myself. I did it. I did a selfie of me and Frankie. We should.
That's pretty good.
We should post it. And my knee still hurts. So.
Really? Well, you're looking like you're walking now.
Do I look like I'm walking better?
Very well. So.
Hey, Mike Marino's going to join us, a bad boy in New Jersey comedy. And yeah, there's news, but you know what? Nothing's going to happen with this impeachment inquiry. The president will win again. How about that for news? Okay, take that to the bank. 19 after 9 o'clock, and Debbie's out there looking out for you. And Debbie was dancing. Debbie was dancing up. She went to the party, the after party, the after after party. Oh!
I got kidnapped by Arthur. I had to go to the second party,
that's
too.
Great.
It was so much fun. The whole wedding was great. Yeah. I even talked to John Gotti Jr.
There's a photo of you guys.
Yeah. And you know what he told me? He told me he likes my traffic report.
Ah, there you go.
Hey,
you
know, I got him on my side. That's a good thing, right, guys?
You know what was great? The Staten Island Advance covered this great. They gave you so much coverage. And a shout out to Richard and Lois. Yeah.
Well, my wife, she used to be a reporter for the Advance, and our two photographers, they used to be.
That was so true to their home.
That was nice.
Hometown guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you.
Even
very
on
nice.
SNL, they took
Carolyn
a shot
Benanti
at
Carolyn Benanti was the reporter. Well, she did a nice article about you.
She is a great gal. They took a shot on SNL Staten Island. I said, it's nice that the Advance covered you being the fine Staten Island citizen that you are. That was really, really nice to see. Hey, Debbie, out there, 20 after 9 on AM 970. The Answer, it's a Monday. There's traffic. It's October 7th. How we doing, Deb?
I'll tell you guys what's happening. Let's go to the Verrazano Bridge. As you leave Staten Island getting into Brooklyn, it's busy here at the Verrazano Bridge. On the upper level, I see a disabled vehicle. It's in the center lane. So a lot of volume on the Staten Island Expressway East Clove Road right into the Verrazano. We're seeing delays on the westbound BQE at Queens Boulevard with an accident cleared. Stop and go traffic as you head to the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, upper and lower level into town. The eastbound belt right past the Verrazano. Watch out for another accident there. Queensbound at the Whitestone Bridge. Stop and go traffic as well. We're still seeing stop and go traffic as you take a ride to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. That's about 25 minutes getting into town. If you're heading to the inbound side of the Holland, that's at least 30 to 35. GWB looks okay now. Looks like everything easing there. 17 northbound getting up through Woodridge and up in toward Hasbrook Heights. The right lane is blocked with construction. And traffic moving slowly 78 east exit 43 with a collision. Clouds today, some rain likely, high in the upper 70s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one. And it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
This is an AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking news alert.
So apparently, Donald Trump loses New York court fight over his tax returns. President Trump lost a key court battle just now after a New York federal judge ruled that Manhattan's district attorney could subpoena 8 years of the president's personal and corporate tax returns from his longtime accounting firm. Frank, do you think this will hold, or do you think the president will continue to fight this?
I expect there will be an appeal, but certainly I don't know about the judge that made the particular ruling, but you know how political the courts can be. I would guess that there will be a swift appeal from the president's legal
team. Hope so. What does it matter? What does it matter, really?
Well, I'm great. I'm glad things are going so well in Manhattan that the DA, Cy Vance, has so much time that
he can
go after the president's tax returns.
Yeah, as to maybe prosecuting people that are, what, committing crimes? Oh, yeah. 925, Joe on the radio. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield, if I can. It's a ceramic coating and goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block. Whatever coating you presently have, Rhino Shield can get it done. A Rhino Shield process involves UV rays, saving energy on both cooling and heating your home. Stop throwing away your money every 5 years like I used to do on a needed paint job. I'm telling you, if your commercial building or home is in need of a repointing brick, right? Do you have cracks or peeling stucco? Right? Susan's team cleans and repairs the brick, adds a waterproof adhesive primer sealer and ceramic top coat that insulates and waterproofs, and it's done one time. Boom! You'll get a 25-year guarantee. Love my Rhino Shield. You know, I did the driveway at the house finally after so many years, and then we took care of everything else around the house. You know, when you Rhino Shield, the one thing I don't have to worry about, the one thing is a constant at my house is the Rhino Shield. It looks every time I pull up, and you're going to feel the same way about your business, same way about your home. When you look at your home, you're going to go, oh, your business, you're gonna, look at that. Once you Rhino Shield it, in the past, I would say, oh, that's fading. Oh, that area is fading. Rhino Shield your home. You got a 25-year guarantee. You know, why don't you get a free estimate? That's, you can call for a free estimate. That's right. Yes, I said free. Susan's standing by right now. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Or check out, please, RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, Mike Marino is the bad boy of New Jersey comedy. Hysterical, very, very funny man. Kind enough to join us this morning. He's at NJ PAC. I believe it's next week, 927 here. Look, Mike, are you calling in from California?
Yes, I am calling in from California. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. It's early for you, man, Mr. Nightclub, Mr. Working Theaters all over the United States, and it's great to have you call in. Thank you, man. Tell you're at NJ PAC. Let me get that out before we chat, Mike, if I may. What day are you going to be there?
It's this weekend, this Saturday night, October 12th, NJ PAC. We got two shows, me and your buddy John Bramnick, and we're doing a 7 and a 9:30 at the famous theater right over there in Newark, New Jersey.
You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful venue, too, and break a leg there. And John's great. You and John are great together. He, you know, the guys didn't know. I had Frank, and we had Frank was down at this broadcasting team in Atlantic City, and John, like, opened it, Mike, you know? He crushed it, man. And it was like a...
He's fantastic.
You know? Huh?
And we offset each other. We got the lawyer. We got the criminal. We're just waiting for you to put it all together.
Hey, we got to go out. We should go out. That's so true. Marino, Bramnick, and Piscopo on the side. I love that. Hey, so listen, what I love about you, true to your heritage, are you ready to make Columbus Day Indigenous People Day? Mike, what do you think, huh? They're trying to take...
You know, they did that here in Los Angeles, so let's make sure that never happens on the East Coast.
I know. We're fighting it. But in Princeton, New Jersey, now they don't have a Columbus Day. We're celebrating it in a big way. We got the Columbus Day Parade coming up. And tell us about when you say Make America Italian Again, Make America Italian Again Tour. What's that all about? I love that title.
My slogan here, Make America Italian Again, is for everybody who just wants to have some fun, forget about what's going on in the world, and have some food to cure the pain. I know I'm listening to your show, and I'm saying to myself, I'm so homesick. Get me out of Los Angeles. I want to come home. I'm coming home now.
It's so true. Are you living out there now? Are you living out there, Mike?
No, I've had a place in Los Angeles for about 30 years, basically because of the industry. But I still have my house in New Jersey. I'm never going to let go of my roots. I'm never going to let go of my house. And I'm never going to let go of pizza.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true on the Italian thing. And I keep hoping one day we'll get an Italian president. That's what I will. You do a bit about that.
No, I'm getting close.
You're working on it. You're working on it out there, man.
Oh, I've been running for 18 years.
How did you get started, Mike? Where were you from originally, man?
I'm originally Jersey City born and raised, and I grew up out in Scotch Plains. Started doing stand-up about maybe 25 years ago, and now we're making some big noise in the industry, selling out theaters. Before I come to Jersey, I'll be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston.
Wow, man.
On Thursday, October 10th.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I have a lot of friends in common, and you know how I enjoy performing with all those great Italian stars from around the globe.
I know, so true. You know, remember we were out of Vegas. That was the best. When you had never done a roast, a Dina Martin roast. It was Dina's show. And she brought us out there to roast Joe Montana. And then you were, and you said, well, I don't know, material roast me. I'm not a roast guy either. I just don't like those things, you know. You were hysterical. You just turned it around. You did some of your material, right? And you turned it up, turned it around toward Joe Montana.
That was actually your idea, because I was saying to you on my way, yeah. I'm like, I don't like making fun of people. I don't think the roasts of today are really genuine and kind.
Exactly.
And then you said to me, why don't you just put them in your act? And I did, and I twisted the whole thing. That was you, baby.
Yeah. That was great.
That was you, man.
So give us a little bit.
You had to say to yourself while I was doing it, I just gave him this idea.
Yeah, I tell you, you crushed it, though. Give us a little bit before we let you go. I know it's early, but give us a little bit of what you're talking about, Italians, why Italians are great. Mike Marino. I mean,
if I was in the White House, I'll tell you right now, running the country, I would never tweet. I don't want nobody knowing what I'm thinking. You don't follow me, I follow you. And the whole new motto is going to be, you don't know nothing, you didn't see nothing, you don't say nothing. That's America.
Well said. We need more of that, man. We need more of that. And now your family is still in Jersey, and you come to visit, and you do all the Italian family things, yes?
You know what? I started doing a little podcast in my basement. I called it Live from My Mother's Basement because that's where problems were solved back in the day.
Yeah, man.
We didn't have Siri. We had Mommy. We said, Ma, I got a problem. She said, don't worry about it. Sit down and eat. You'll be fine. So we know how to cure ourselves.
It's so true, man. Mike Marino, he's going to be on the Make America Italian Again tour. That's at NJ Pack. That's in Newark next week. Mike, where can we find you online, man?
MikeMarino.net, and all my social media is at Mike Marino Live.
All right, Mike. Thanks for getting up early. And everybody's going to check out Mike Marino and John Bramnick at NJ Pack next week. Hey, happy Columbus Day, Mike. Columbus discovered America, baby. I'm telling you, you know that.
He knew the way.
He did.
I'll see you. Love you, brother.
All right, love you
so
too.
Much.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Marino, NJ Pack next week. That's this weekend, actually, coming up. This weekend with John Bramnick. Hey, it's 9:32 on AM 970, The Answer. Dallas Jenkins is going to join us, creator and director of The Chosen. This is that series everybody is talking about the life of Christ and those that encountered Jesus, which became the number one crowdfunded project of all time. So we're going to talk to Dallas coming up. Your phone calls, too. I see the calls. I'm so sorry. 877-970-2999. We'll go to the Balance of Nature phone lines momentarily. And right now, Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Bayonne and Clifton, New Jersey have made a top 100 list of the best cities to retire in America. The Chamber of Commerce has just released their list. Bayonne came in at 31, Clifton at 99. The Chamber says it used a number of factors to come up with the list, including the percentage of population over 65, the number of people with a bachelor's degree, and the access to good medical care. New Bedford, Massachusetts was number one on the list. Brooklyn City Councilman Justin Brannon says he wants to get rid of the rogue street vendors, bless you, Joe, who set up shop each year in Diker Heights for the famed Christmas house displays. He says those food trucks and pop-up vendors litter the streets and take up parking spots. Neighbors have complained for years about the vendors. Councilman Brannon and is trying to push through a bill that would levy high fines on vendors. He's hoping the bill passes before the holiday season gets underway. In sports, Giants couldn't make it three straight wins. They lost 28-10 at home to the Vikings. Jets still winless. They got crushed by the Eagles in Philadelphia 31-6. The Islanders skated past the Jets 4-1. And tonight we'll have game four of the NLDS between the Dodgers and Nationals in our nation's capital. Pregame is at 6. First pitch at just about 6:40 right here on AM 970. The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to 78 East, exit 43, an accident. Then by exit 40 in Watchung, another collision. Traffic is busy on the Garden State Parkway North through 136. Over at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens, stop and go because of earlier problems. And traffic is moving solely on the Belt eastbound, right past the Verrazano. Watch for a crash there. And over at the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound, upper level, a stalled car is finally out of the way. Watch for some slowdowns as well as you take a ride to the LIE westbound, starting to build by the BQE, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Southern State Parkway eastbound at Eagle Ave, a disabled vehicle. Seaford Oyster Bay northbound slowing down, getting up toward Jericho Turnpike. And expect delays on 287 eastbound right at the Sawmill. It's an accident blocking one lane. Cloudy today, chance of rain, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhane with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You heard me talk about Michael's of Brooklyn and their Iron Chef-style Columbus Day cook-off on October 13th. We've narrowed down the contestants to a final few, and we would like to invite you to be a spectator. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. I'll be one of the panel judges along with the Michael's of Brooklyn family. If you'd like to attend the cook-off and eat some great food, book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn. See you there.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
Yeah. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 7:36 right now, and I want to tell you what am I? I was thinking about this last night. I was thinking about this last night about telling you about Mike Connors because I'm very honest with you, and I love you, and you know that. So, and when I meet you, like the lady I met walking to work this morning, Joe, big fan. Thank you. I don't take that for granted ever. So, my life has been so complicated. I've done so many. You know, nothing's ever illegal, nothing ever inappropriate, but dumb mistakes, right? And then when you get to my age, and I pretty much address my baby boomer brothers and sisters, is when you get to this point in your life, you go, you know, it's the kid's legacy. What are you going to do with your children's legacy? How are you going to take care of your kids? That's all I care about now. I don't have a relationship. I don't want to hear about it. I just care about working to take care of my children. So how do you protect your money? That is the legacy that your kids will be taken care of. And that's why God puts us on this earth. Thank God for Mike Connors. I'm telling you, well, I didn't know what to do. And thank God for my son, Joey. What a great kid, blessed with this. He's my eldest. And he goes, you got to see Mike Connors, Dad. I said, Mike, I don't want to bother the guy. I got so many things. I've a couple marriages, a lot of kids. Where's the money? Mike took care of everything, and in a second he understood it. I made the call. Lisa got me to Bridget. Bridget got me to Kelly and to Rose, and then I sat with Mike and his lovely wife Beth. They took care of everything. Now I'm telling you, because I love you, if Mike can do that for me in my crazy life, just think what he could do for you. You have to protect your loved ones. You have to protect that financial legacy. Let me give you the number, if I can, for Mike Connors. Connors and Sullivan. You can get a free consultation with one of the lawyers there. 718-238-6500, okay? 718-238-6500. And you could also listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors on the radio. But again, that number, just remember, please, 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan. Catch a mic on Sunday mornings right here on AM 970 The Answer at 11 o'clock. Also at 8 a.m. on our sister station AM 570 The Mission.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. I'm so happy to bring Dallas Jenkins to the airwaves and so appreciative of Salem Media for, you know, just allowing us to do this. Dallas is the creator and director of The Chosen. This is a series about the life of Christ and those that encountered Jesus, which became the number one crowdfunded project of all time. Hey, Dallas, welcome to the show, brother. Great
thanks,
to
man.
Meet you, man.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for your vision and thanks for your commitment. Watch me be able to say this on the radio. Thanks for your commitment to Christ, Dallas. How about that, man?
We're in
huh?
New York. How are you
hey,
allowed to do that?
What is this? I don't know if I am. I'm saying it anyway. Yes. See that cross on that? See that Jesus cross
I
up
do.
There?
I do. Now, you're a good Catholic boy. Right?
I am a Catholic boy. The evangelical snake. I'm a little nutty because I pray to the saints.
I love you.
But thank you. St. Joseph is St. Joseph's Day. We have Zapolis. It's Columbus Day coming up. It's all Italians. And the Italians love this saint. St. Anthony. Anthony, by
hey,
the way.
I'm from Chicago, so I know St. Anthony.
Chicago, great town, Chicago. Yeah. I'm so due for a trip to Chicago. Tell us about The Chosen, how you started, how you got money for this. Because everybody, I'm always feeling from, not to get political, but to get political. Okay. And, you know, we're getting destroyed from the progressive socialists. I'm feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, they want religion out. They don't want God out. We go through all the issues of the day every morning. Why are there mass shootings? Why are there problems? Why is there such a fight? Why is there such disrespect? Why are our Jewish citizens being assaulted in the streets of New York City? And maybe because there's not God in our lives anymore?
Yeah, no God, no dads. I mean, there's an attack on the family structure. But when you ask where we got the money, it certainly wasn't from Hollywood. I don't think there's going to be much money from Hollywood for a show like this. There's been movies and miniseries about the life of Christ. There's never actually been a show, like a multi-season show. And so I love binge-watching shows with my wife, but I realize there hasn't been one about Jesus. And that seems, if you're going to binge something, seems like binging Jesus is a good idea, especially in this day and age, like you said. And so we knew that, you know, Hollywood's golden rule is he who has the gold makes the rules. And we figured, you know, we need to make our own rules. And so my partners had this idea of crowdfunding this project. I thought it was a ridiculous idea. I didn't think it would work. And I figured we'd raise maybe $800 or so. And we ended up raising over $10 million
Whoa.
From over 19,000 people around the world.
Wow, man.
Based on a short film I did for my church. And so now we've been able to shoot the first 8 episodes. The first 4 episodes are out right now. And you can actually watch them free on your app. The first 4 episodes on the app. You just look up The Chosen in the App Store or on Google Play, and you can actually watch the 4 episodes right now.
This must irritate so many people. I love that you're doing this.
Well, they had no idea it was coming, and that's, you know, Hollywood they want to believe they come up with all the best ideas, and all of a sudden they see headlines going, they raised $10 million for a Jesus show. It was a little
great.
Bit of, yeah.
God bless you.
They don't have a tunnel. They don't have a hallway for that
I love it. That's why I always say, I mean, it's a crazy Monday here on the show, and I'm always so organic and honest and everything else. And part of the reason I will always say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I go to Al, you know, because Al's agnostic, but I love the guy. But I go, praise Jesus. But you know what? I like to say, Jesus, go out there and fight. And I don't care what you believe in.
Right.
Just I believe God should be there. No matter who your God is or what you believe in, it's good to believe in something. I believe in that. But I always drive it home because the persecution of Christians around the world, you forget about it.
Right.
In Africa and around the world. And you know what a priest told me yesterday? It was great. I was coming out of church.
Right.
And I was talking to the guys. The priest crushes it. It's a quick mass. It was great. The homily was great.
Right.
I was like, this guy, he was a young priest, about your age, man. So I said, Father, you crush it. He goes, thanks, man. So then I saw the pastor of the parish there, ICS, Immaculate Conception in Annandale in New Jersey. And I said, Father, it's a little disconcerting about the persecution of Christians. He goes, that's when we're at our best. When
right.
we get persecuted, that's right. when we really shine. How about that for the priest to say that?
Well, and that's also kind of what the show is about. I mean, the Jewish people at that time were experiencing tremendous oppression.
Yeah.
I mean, tremendous
Good
poverty.
Point. Good point.
And they were longing for the Messiah. And that's when Jesus showed up. And it was that the closeness to Jesus came because of that desperation. And I believe that sometimes God not only allows that to happen, but sometimes even has a place in causing certain things to happen that create a desperate need for him.
Yeah.
And that's where sometimes you saw 9/11. I mean, there was rarely a time when our country was more eager for God than was in that time because of the tragedies.
It's so true. So walk us through this. Is this a documentary kind of thing?
No. This is a regular show. So, like, you know, if you're...
Is there a guy playing Jesus?
Yes. Yeah, a guy playing Jesus,
so,
a guy playing Simon Peter, Mary Magdalene, Matthew the tax collector, all these guys.
So walk me through it. So you're casting Jesus.
Yes.
And so, okay, next. Okay. Hi, I'm Bill.
I'm Bill from a Chicago town across the Chicago, Cicero.
Jesus doesn't have a Chicago accent in this one. No, he's got a Jewish accent because he was Jewish. I promise you.
Yeah, no. All right, say it with me. He who humbles himself is exalted. Go ahead, let me hear it. There we go.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, how do you cast somebody like Jesus?
Well, that's the thing about this show is we really wanted to stress the humanity of these characters. And one of the things that I think has been a problem with a lot of Jesus projects is they're so reverent that they're almost distant, that there's this kind of emotional distance. And Jesus was a guy. He was a real guy. He was a carpenter. He worked with his hands. Yeah. He worked with fishermen. He was not wealthy. He was, again, he wasn't a white guy with blue eyes who spoke in King James, you know, Bible type of way of speaking. He was a regular guy. So we show him getting ready for bed. We show him making food. We show him getting his hands dirty, all that stuff. So we were looking for an actor who had kind of a, not only could pull this off, but also was masculine, also was a regular guy. And I want people to appreciate the show and connect with it and relate to it, you know, and see Jesus through the eyes of those who are around him as well. So we really made sure that we were looking for actors and actresses who felt like real people who could be authentic. And that's, I think, what sets The Chosen apart.
This is Dallas Jenkins, creator and director of The Chosen. Just go to The Chosen. You just punch that in. And
just look in the app store for The Chosen, or you go to thechosen.tv. That's the website. But just look up The Chosen. You'll find it.
Dallas, and you know what? If you're agnostic or atheist or whatever, And
they love
the
show
because
it feels real. It doesn't feel
exactly.
It doesn't feel like a religious show.
See, to your point, Dallas. And if you're listening, please, I don't use the expression Bible banger or God squad or anything like that. My faith is unwavering, and I make no apologies for that. But I mean, these people were real people. You know what I keep thinking about? How Jesus and Mary, let's talk about people. Let's not put them in the religious, how we admire, you know, Jesus and Mary in a God sense. But how did they, to Jerusalem, they're going from Jerusalem to Nazareth. What are they, on donkeys, man? I mean, and it had to take days to get there.
It did.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, no, they were always tired. They were always sore because everything, they were walking everywhere. They were always dirty. And that's another thing about this show is you can feel the dust and the dirt and the tiredness and the exhaustion and the desperation that they felt. It wasn't a pretty sight back then. And Jesus didn't come and clean everything up. He said, this life can be suffering, but I'm here for you and I'm going to be with you during this time. But it wasn't like I'm going to clean everything up and make everything look nice. And that's what the show is, too. And like you said, we actually have a scene coming up in future episodes where they have to make a trip, and it takes 2 days, you know, and they're hungry. And
just as an aside, because I want to talk about, if we can, the technical aspects of the production and how you did that. But I just got back from Greece, from Turkey, actually, Ephesus, right?
Yeah, right.
So I wanted to see Ephesus, and I got into a cab with a guy who spoke no English, and I don't know that he liked Americans that much. Right. So I said, because there's 2%, I think, Christians in Turkey at this point, you know?
Right.
So I said, Ephesus. He goes, Ephesus or Mary's house? He goes like that. I said, you know what? Mary's house. That's where I want to go. So they moved Mary, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was John who took Mary out of Jerusalem because they were being persecuted. And for Mary's safety, this is the way legend has it. I just want to verify here that when she went to Ephesus, gorgeous. But then I looked how high it was. There's Ephesus, the Roman. That was a pretty important, vital city in the Roman Empire. But Mary's house had to be 3, maybe 5 miles up on the top of the mountain, Dallas.
Right.
I said to the guy? I said, donkeys? I said, that's what I said. He understood. He understood that word. He goes, yes, put up any donkeys. And he laughed.
Yeah.
How did they, just think of how they struggled to get around with the faith and just going up like that. But it was very rough.
Well, and especially when typically they stayed in their hometowns and Jesus came along and when he assembled the disciples, he said, we're going to go. We're going to travel. We're going to go out. And that's where these first missionaries started was him saying, we're going to travel. And they were like, why are we going to travel? He goes, because I want the message to spread. And that's how it started to spread. And Paul went to Paul, the apostle Paul, who was, you know, the most famous Christian after Christ died, went to Ephesus, went to Greece, went to all these. And you think about the commitment that it took to do that.
Yeah.
They're not flying around like they are now. They were walking. And that's where these guys, they were willing to do it because they felt so strong.
Mary and Jesus and the apostles and Anne, Mary's mother, what they went through as regular people. I went out to Nazareth. I saw Mary's house. I saw where Joseph, where they met.
And Nazareth was like the Bronx of the day. I mean, it was
very really?
Much. Oh, yeah. It was very much. That's why when people met Jesus and he said he was from Nazareth, they were like, that's why so few of them believed he was the Messiah.
Messiah's
going to be a king. He's going to come in on royal
robes.
He's going to save us. He's going to have a sword. And he's like, I'm from Nazareth. Like, they're like, Nazareth, whatever. And there's actually a line in the Gospels where one of his disciples says, what good can come from Nazareth?
Yeah, that's great.
They're like, the Messiah came from Nazareth. And so that's the thing. They were all real people. That's what this show is really trying to capture.
Shooting it, technically, before we let you go, Dallas Jenkins, The Chosen is the name of this, a vital, a must-see project. HD film, three camera shoots at a time.
Two cameras. We shot on HD. We shot it actually in Texas. There was some great topography there. Shot about an hour outside of Dallas, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Because in Texas, no one's going to get mad at you for shooting a Christian film.
They were happy with us. They were happy to have us. If you're looking for a state to go shoot a Jesus project, Texas is probably going to be the first choice. I'm sorry, New York wasn't opening the rolling out the red carpet for us.
I love you here,
but
no, De Blasio shut you down.
We stayed off the radar in Texas.
So two camera shoots at a time, and.
And I was shot like a real show, and that's the thing that having this crowdfunding opportunity with the $10 million allowed us to do it right.
Yeah,
we didn't want it. There's a lot of Christian projects that are oftentimes so low budget that you're not able to do it right.
Yeah,
they come off a little cheesy, but we've had agnostics, atheists, all that stuff love the show because it feels like a real show, feels like real people. It doesn't feel like a religious show.
Yes.
Even though it's about Jesus, it feels like, you know, again, if you like a show like Game of Thrones or any of these other things, this is a show that feels like an authentic portrayal of these people.
It's a great point that you make, Dallas. We appreciate you being here because it's not like what I always say to somebody who is agnostic, atheist, or someone believes in not certainly in Christianity. Just follow the lives of these early Christians.
Absolutely.
And they weren't even Christians then. What were they? Were followers of Jesus. Just as a philosopher. You could read it and learn so much from.
Yeah, someone has said, I don't believe in this stuff. I said, well, then watch it like you do Game of Thrones. Yes. I don't believe in the Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
I know that didn't actually happen. But I think you can just still enjoy the humanity of these people and the authenticity. And it's about the same things we struggle with today, whether it's poverty or oppression or anything or relationships. We see Simon Peter at home with his wife. You know, we see marriage fights and makeup and all that stuff, the kind of stuff you don't normally see in a Bible show.
Yeah, Dallas Jenkins, creator and director of The Chosen. Just go to the app, The Chosen. This is the number one crowd-funded project of all time. Hey, you know what? God bless you, brother. It's good to see you, man.
Yep.
And just a great project. Yeah. And thanks for taking the time to come in the studio.
Absolutely.
With
thanks
Dallas.
For having me, Joe.
Okay,
appreciate
Dallas. Hope to see you soon, my friend. Hey, Debbie's out there. Not great. Debbie, I know you're checking on your app right now.
And who knew Nazareth was like the Bronx?
I didn't know that. Nazareth.
That's so interesting.
They have a Bronx cheer. I don't think they had a Nazareth cheer, though. You know, I tell you, it was. But when you see it, when I was over there with Joey, I went up. I saw the town of Joseph, the church of Joseph, where Joseph and Mary met.
Wow.
And when I was in Ephesus, thank you for, by the way, you're the one who got me to Ephesus. You said you got to go see Mary's house. I stopped.
Yeah,
I had the driver pull over. I saw the valley of Ephesus and thinking about how Mary made that trek up there after Jesus had already ascended to heaven was just something. So thanks for that, Debbie. Appreciate your faith
well,
my dear. Hey, now we're going to pray that you can get through traffic. In New York.
Definitely got to pray.
Good luck.
Always.
Good luck. 952, Deb's on the roses on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, over on the LIE westbound, slowing down right past Springfield Boulevard. That's an accident you're building as you head to the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge. Inbound lower level, still moving slowly upper level as well. Watch out for some slowdowns on the Harlem River Drive south, down through the 140s. And at that Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, lower level city bound, it's a stalled car there as well. Watch for stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the Whitestone Bridge. That's pretty busy getting into Queens. Throgs Neck is better. Inbound GWB, a minor delay. Lincoln, about 5 to 10. If you're heading over to the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, still waiting about 30 minutes getting into town. Looks like some emergency activity going on at the Holland. 17 North, getting up into Hasbrook Heights. Watch for construction there. And 287 South Exit 12, getting down toward Franklin Township. Construction. Southbound New York State Thruway still slowing down into the Tappan Zee Bridge as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being. And helping people. So To me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
It'll be warmer and more humid for today with a little drizzle or a brief shower this morning. Then a steadier rain will move into the city from Jersey and the Hudson Valley later on this afternoon. The high today, 76. Rain this evening, then a leftover shower or two later on tonight, the low 56. For tomorrow, breezy and cooler with clouds and a leftover shower in the morning. Then some sunshine returns in the afternoon. The high tomorrow, 67. AM 970, the answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Will you please call Route 22 Toyota? Again, something that's great for you. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but we're going to give you past 10 o'clock. I'll tell you what, you're going to hear the news, you're going to hear Mike Gallagher's golden voice, and you know you're going to say, I better call Route 22 Toyota right now because you only got 5 minutes to do it, all right? I'll give you a little more than 5 minutes. But if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. But you got to be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. Get to the phone. Come on, you can do it. 855-621-9949. They have a brand new customer lounge. That is great. Frankie, I got to go play the lounge. I want to put a tuxedo on and play the lounge at Route 22 Toyota. Hey, man, how are you? Where you from? Fly me to the moon, baby. I think we should absolutely do that. By the way, the whole indoor automobile showroom at Route 22 Toyota, which is the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, is brand new. Brand new. The state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Everybody's been there. They took care of my sister like family, I'm telling you. And you want to know something? They take care of you the same exact way. All right? First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection. Free oil change and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or at Route22Toyota.com. Ginger Baker passed away. Is that what you're telling me, huh?
Over the weekend. 80 years old.
A drummer lived to 80 years old.
Yep.
That's huge, yep. Huh? Frankie Five Boroughs, thank you. Great
also,
to have you back.
Rest in peace to Rip Taylor, who died.
Yeah, he was always so funny and nice.
I think he's hysterical.
He said to me, I played a bit. I did a very good year. I had the track. I made a special track. And I sang it to Tommy Lasorda because we were honoring Tommy.
That must have been great.
Rip Taylor. So I said, Joe, can I borrow that track? I'll give it right back to you. I never got it back.
Are you going to put a claim in on his estate?
Maybe I should. Rest in peace, Rip. Thanks for taking my track. It's a true story. I just thought of it now. Joe on the radio. Frankie, we'll check out what the judges was the district attorney here?
The judge so far has sided with the DA that he has to hand over his tax returns to the president. I'm betting there'll be an appeal.
Gosh, don't they have anything better to do? Like prosecute criminals, for crying out loud. I'm not the president of the United States. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Let's do this tomorrow. Streaming live. Piscopo in the morning. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.